time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tuesday's White House press briefing was again off camera, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders began with the first statement from the president about the latest Russia intrigue featuring his eldest son.
I have a quick statement that I'll read from the president. My son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency. And beyond that, I'm going to have to refer everything on this matter to John Jr.'s counsel and outside counsel, and won't have anything else to add beyond that today.
That didn't stop the reporters from asking questions.
Again, I don't have, beyond the statements yesterday and what I write today, I don't have anything else to add, Jill. Once again, I know you guys are going to get tired of it today, and not to sound like a broken record, but on all questions related to this matter, I would refer you to Don Jr.'s counsel.
You're not disputing any of the facts.
I'm simply referring you to people that can answer that question. Once again, to repeat myself, I'm going to refer you to the outside counsel, and I don't have anything else to add. Look, the president gave a statement on the matter, which I read to you, and like I've said, I don't have anything else to add beyond that. I'm not going to get into the back and forth on that. Again, I've said all that we're going to say on that matter, and anything further, you guys are going to have to reach out to outside counsel. I don't know how many times we'll have to address this.
Excuse me, the record stuck. 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 The record stuck.
The Washington Post editorial board on Wednesday trumpets the headline, "The Russia meddling story is no longer just smoke. It's fire." They ask this recurring question: how long can the rest of the Republican Party prioritize partisanship and agenda over decency and patriotism? The answer might mean that some of the walls are beginning to crumble. On Fox, Trey Gowdy, chair of the House Oversight Committee, finally admitted to being troubled by the latest revelations.
I'm troubled on three levels. Number one, the legal level, but I think that's Bob Mueller's lane. The political level, here we are beginning another week, this one in July, with a new revelation about Russia. And then the third, which is more of a medical issue, is the amnesia of people that are in the Trump orbit. Someone close to the president needs to get everyone connected with that campaign in a room and say, from the time you saw Dr. Zhivago until the moment you drank vodka with a guy named Boris, you list every single one of those, and we're going to turn them over to the special counsel, because this drip, drip, drip is undermining the credibility of this administration.
On The Late Show Tuesday night, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough left his soon-to-be former party behind.
Again, it was disturbing through the entire campaign. In February, when he talked about David Duke and pretended that he didn't know who David Duke was and didn't know what the Ku Klux Klan did, you didn't have Republicans coming out saying, "I can never support Donald Trump because he's racist." They'd have 1,000 other excuses why. But they always overlook that. Judge Curiel, when he called a guy from Indiana, he attacked him, said he can never be fair because he's Hispanic. Republicans didn't come out and say, "I can never vote for Donald Trump because he's a racist." Time and time and time again, they turned the other way. And they're doing the same thing now. And it's actually disgusting. And you have to ask yourself, what exactly is the Republican Party willing to do? How far are they willing to go? How much of this country and our values are they willing to sell out?
But aren't you a Republican?
I am a Republican, but I'm not going to be a Republican anymore. I've got to become an independent.
Donald Jr. appeared on Fox News Hannity to deny any wrongdoing.
Did you tell your father anything about this?
No. It was such a nothing. There was nothing to tell. I mean, I wouldn't have even remembered it until you start scouring through the stuff. It was literally just a wasted 20 minutes, which was a shame.
Stay tuned. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the August recess will begin 2 weeks later than planned to deal with health care.
Under enormous pressure, not just from Republican senators, but also the President of the United States weighing in on Twitter over the weekend, saying he could not see how the senators could be prepared to go on an August vacation if Obamacare repeal and replace is not yet been completed. Mitch McConnell bowing to that pressure and saying that, yes, indeed, at least will be delayed for the first 2 weeks in August, giving them about a three-week August recess. Now, this comes as the Republicans are really struggling right now to get this health care bill passed. There's an effort right now by Mitch McConnell to rewrite the bill that they delayed and did not have the vote on initially right before the July 4th holiday. And that new bill is going to be unveiled later this week. We expect a vote as soon as next week. But right now, we're getting indications from people on Capitol Hill that there's very little chance that that bill will pass the Senate next week, given the opposition from not just Democrats, but a number of Republicans as well.
The new bill expected to be released Thursday with a CBO score on Monday and a vote next week. Use TrumpCareToolkit.org every day. It's all hands on deck time. The Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday holding a confirmation hearing for the president's pick for FBI Director Christopher Wray. And if some of your favorite websites look a bit different on Wednesday, it's because it's the online day of action for net neutrality. Visit battleforthenet.com for more information. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener funded. So if you appreciate what we do, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.